Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Extra Dinero podcast, where I try to help you make money online, specifically selling and flipping items on eBay. I've been an eBay seller for 5 years now. It's helped me tremendously, paying that extra bill, making enough for my rent. It's been great, and I want to show you how to make that extra money. We all need extra money. And why not selling items on eBay on your own time without having a boss over you? So basically, a quick podcast today. I want to talk to you about the items you purchase online, not letting your preferences or your likes determine whether or not you're going to buy an item to flip. I just sold my last AM/FM Walkman cassette player. Yes, a cassette Walkman player. For many of you that don't know what a Walkman is a portable cassette player. Something you would take with you and you listen to your music on a cassette. If you don't know what a cassette is, just go ahead and Google it on your smartphone. So I just sold my last one. I purchased eight of those Walkmans. A lot of people would have walked away from these Walkmans. Who wants a Walkman nowadays, right? Why would anybody need that with smartphones? Only because you have a smartphone, only because you don't have a need for a Walkman doesn't mean somebody else doesn't. So basically, I want you to understand to not allow your likes and your preferences determine whether or not you're going to buy an item to flip online. You don't determine that. The market determines that. The customers determine whether or not something is needed. So what you need to do is once you find an item on clearance, you need to go on the eBay app and look under the sold and completed items. That will tell you what an item is selling for. Don't base your decision on the listing price, because you could list an item for whatever amount you want. It doesn't mean somebody's going to buy it for that amount. So you want to go to the sold and completed items. That will show you what these items are selling for. It would also show you when the most recent purchases of that item. So again, you could tell if an item is hot or not. So you can make that determination on the app. So let that be the factor you use to determine on whether or not you're going to purchase an item to flip. It could be the other way around. You might think an item is hot, but if it's not selling, you know, so you don't determine that. So don't do that. That's a rookie mistake. I remember when I first started doing eBay, I came across these three heaters. I live in Southern California. It's 100 degrees outside. Who the heck needs a heater, right? Who needs it? However, I went on my app. I looked on the sold completed items. Sure enough, heaters were selling. These particular heaters were hot. So I purchased the heaters. They were gone within a month. They were all gone. And guess who bought them? People on the East Coast. They don't have the same weather as you do. So just because you don't need it, again, doesn't mean somebody else doesn't need it. So that's a lot of rookies make that mistake. They always ask, well, who would buy that? Why would anybody buy that? Again, doesn't matter if you don't like it, if it's not for you, doesn't matter. You're not going to purchase it for you. You're going to purchase it to flip it online. So don't make that rookie mistake. Again, all these 8 cassette players are gone. I sold them purchased them for about $5, sold them for $19.99 online on eBay, made about $12 profit on each. That's 8 Walkmans at $12 profit. That's over $90 profit in less than 45 minutes that I was in the store. Nobody's going to give you $90 for doing nothing. If you found $90 on the floor, you would pick it up and be the happiest person around. You might think $90 isn't a lot, but if you need to pay that gas bill or that electric bill and you need $90, guess what? Now you have it. Now you don't have to think about that. You don't have to have that stress on you. So keep that in mind, guys, when looking for items, when looking at the stores. If you don't like it, doesn't mean it's good. The other way around too, if you like it, doesn't mean it's going to sell. So keep that in mind. Again, if you have any questions and any comments or anything, hit me up at theextradinero@gmail.com. That's theextradinero@gmail.com, or on Instagram at extra underscore dinero. That's extra underscore dinero. I'm here to help you. I'll answer any of your questions that you might have. I want you to make money, be it for family trips, for savings, to pay that extra bill. I've been there, man. I've been there. I've been in those positions where an extra $200-$300 a month would make a big difference. You know, I've made that amount of money. I've made more than that on eBay. So keep on pushing, guys. It is possible. And again, any questions, hit me up. Thank you again for listening and have a wonderful day.